search on for a white male who tried to abduct a toddler near Mesa.
The suspect grabbed a 2-year-old girl late Monday afternoon from a laundromat and began walking away with her. MCSO spokesman Jeff Sprong says, fortunately, a group of kids alerted the mother. That mother ran out, yelled at the man, and he dropped the girl and fled.
Border Patrol finds over a ton of marijuana in the desert west of Tucson, most of it in an SUV.
It was attempted to be hidden underneath a camouflage tarp. Inside the vehicle, agents found 111 bundles of marijuana.
It was on a motorist facing record high gas prices at just under $3.27 a gallon.
You know, oil prices, they're hovering just below the $100 mark. But thankfully, we are falling in terms of gas prices. This is the fifth straight week that we've fell.
And St. Mary's Food Bank helping the needy during this Thanksgiving.
Social Security has been, you know, not too kind in the last couple of years, and prices have just gone up. My rent has gone up.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KVNX traffic brought to you by Carefree Moving. In the 4 o'clock hour, look for a wreck northbound I-17 just before you arrive at Grand Avenue. Also, you're going to have some heavy traffic on the 10 eastbound between the Stack and 7th Street. Usual suspects there. Look for a hit and run eastbound I-10. That is at 43rd Avenue. Ready for the big move? Not yet. You haven't called Carefree Moving. They're fast and professional, providing quality and service for Arizona and the Southwest. Give Bill and Company a call at 602-413-9287 or go to www.carefreemoving.net. Here's your Wednesday afternoon forecast.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. It's been a warm afternoon for us. We will cool off the next couple of days. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving, we see increasing clouds during the afternoon and evening. Some scattered light showers tomorrow night into early Friday. Clearing out Friday afternoon, 71. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News time is 4:05. Currently here in Midtown, we're at 80 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's the Legalese Radio Show with your host, Jack Willinchek. His very special guest, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
811, know what's below. 811.
What is he going on about? That song is driving me crazy.
Today at school, one of his friends told him about Call Before You Dig. You know, 811.
Right. Utility lines can be buried in yards, under streets, alleys, even beneath vacant land. It's dangerous and possibly very expensive to hit one of those lines. Calling 811 gets your utility lines marked for free.
811, know what's below. 811, know what's below.
You're starting to sound like him.
811, know what's below.
Brother.
Your safety is our priority at Southwest Gas.
Every day, your business faces change and new challenges. One place you want stability and consistency is in your workers' compensation insurance. It's one of the first things every business needs, and it's one of the last things you want to worry about. More businesses turn to SCF Arizona than anyone in the state. SCF Arizona's size and stability provide affordable rates, caring claim service, and an expertise in helping your workplace stay safe. We care about your business. We're SCF Arizona. Visit scfaz.com and put us to work for...
Lars Larson, weeknights at 10 on KFNX.
We have the building surrounded. Throw down your weapons and give yourselves up.
Anyone who gets caught can expect to pay a price.
So, do I still have to go to jail?
What do we do now, Sheriff? Now, we ride.
We'll leave the light on for you.
All right, this is Dennis Willinchek on Legalese every Wednesday from 4 to 5 on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And our number here is 602-277-KFNX. We have today, we're happy to have the Sheriff of Maricopa County for, how many years has it been now, Sheriff?
Going on 20.
Going on 20 years. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the one and only. And we're here to talk with the Sheriff during the hour and about anything that comes up that you want to talk to. You can call in at KFNX Radio and toll free 1-866-536-1100 and 602-277-5369. That's 277-5369 if you want to talk to Sheriff Arpaio. Sheriff, let me start out. We've had you on the show before, and we went into a lot of your background, which was fascinating. We won't repeat that on this show. We appreciate your coming on, by the way. Tell us what your priorities are in the next year or two.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you. You'll never get away from lawyers.
Can right,
can I get some free legal advice right now?
Well, it sounds like you need it lately. Everybody's after
everybody's
you, right? Why is that?
Me and, yeah, I don't know.
What have you done?
My job.
Right. But, so you enforce the law and people don't like it, basically.
Some people don't.
Yeah.
But thank you. we've had DOAs before. One thing I like about you, you're very aggressive, and I don't like to say killer instinct, but sometimes you need lawyers that are aggressive. Don't just do it for money. Do it to win. And I remember you won a big case that I had.
Well, a defamation case from Dan Sabin sued you, the guy that ran against you. So we handled that in one jury trial. And we won some other cases for you, too, but so we were pleased to do that. But one thing I learned about you, you're a man of principle, and you stand up for what you believe, and you don't care really what the consequences are. You take a lot of heat for that, right?
Yeah, I see your son here. You're not undercover. You're really here. And
I should point out to our listening audience, we have Jack Wilenchek on the show with us today, who's the brains behind the outfit, who's getting out of law school.
The reason I mention him, he's a good-looking kid, but he could be my
grandson. Takes after my wife.
He could be my grandson.
Yeah.
Probably my great-grandson.
Probably.
And I say that because I'm a senior citizen. And to answer your question, I came up the hard way, in a way. My mother died in childbirth.
Right.
My mother and father came from Italy. And I grew up where you shake hands with someone, and your word is your bond. You don't need all these lawyers. Nothing against
your profession. No, that's where I grew up.
So I feel that if you make a promise, you keep it. Very simple.
Yeah. And you made a promise to the electorate, basically, to do your job, and that's what you're going to do, regardless of who's after you or who doesn't like it. Is that it?
Yeah, I don't wave the red the flag all the time. I'm a professional. I've been in this business 50 years, sometimes it's a challenge to outgun the bad guys.
Yeah,
you can have fun too, but I took an oath of office to enforce all the laws. Take that very serious. I have 4,000 employees, 3,000 posse, and 8,000 to 10,000 people in jail. If any one of those do something wrong, I'm the guy to get sued. But I do like to delegate. That's my management style, is to delegate and get the job done. Being elected sheriff is probably the best job I've ever had, and I have had some very interesting jobs in Turkey, the Middle East, and
well, you know,
Mexico.
One of the things I think in that regard that I hear a lot or see or read a lot, I should say, if there's criticism of you, of course, it comes from the press. But, you know, one of the things they say is that you delegate too much. That's been a criticism lately. What's your response to that?
Well, I don't know. I still know what's going on. I work 14 hours a day. But when you delegate to any of your staff, you expect them to get the job done.
Yeah.
I don't micromanage. Hey, I remember I met with Kane in Vegas 3 months ago. Also, I met him recently in my office.
You know, about the presidential candidate.
Yeah. And he said, this is very interesting. We were given a speech. He said, sure, if I want you to be to my homeland security. I said, what are you kidding? I got to report to you? I'm serious. I don't report to the president. I report to the 4 million people to live. You know what he came back at?
What?
Very interesting.
What did he say?
He says, you know what? You do the job. You don't have to talk to me.
Really?
And he said, I delegate. It's up to you.
Well, that's a good point.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Sometimes you make mistakes.
Well, he's a businessman. He was in business setting up a large company, and that's what you got to do. Unfortunately, you also take the heat when something goes wrong, I guess.
It's all right.
But knowing you, that's something you're used to.
Well, I'm getting used to it after 19 years. I used to, you know, be a little concerned. Hey, let him do it. It's really, sometimes, you know, I have relatives in the news business, high officials. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get disturbed because I know what the truth is. Yeah. But you know what? That's the name of the game. They have the ink.
Yeah.
Let them play their game. I worry about the people that I serve. And
is your message getting across to people, notwithstanding some of the media attacks?
You know what? I know there was a Newt Gingrich recently just started blasting the media. And people I actually like it. I don't think the people really have confidence in the media today like in the past.
Right. I think that's true.
But, you know, hey, it's a love-hate relationship.
Are you going to change anything about the way you do things?
No. Nothing changes. I I hope I don't smell marijuana.
Well, actually, I was going to mention that you do a little bit, but I didn't want to say that.
Well, I just had a press conference an hour ago in front of 6,000 pounds of marijuana we just seized. And some of the media showed up. I mean, if it was
so they're all walking out with marijuana smell.
I told them not to smell it.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it plays. I mean,
what did you have the why don't you tell the listeners why you were there?
Well, we arrested 11 illegals, two last night with 1,000 pounds of pot here, and then the last few days, Vico Valley, we arrested 11. So I'm trying to bring a point across that those that are open border don't like what I'm doing about illegal immigration. Once again, when you arrest 11 people, all here illegally, smuggling marijuana, I think we have to admit that illegal immigration is connected with the drug traffic.
Yeah. Well, and they just discovered more tunnels, I saw. What do you think of Newt Gingrich's comments last night? Any reaction to that about, immigration? He was accused of wanting amnesty. I don't know if that was a correct interpretation.
Well, you know what? There's a governor running, too. They got blistered. Because he mentioned the Dream Act or tuition.
Yeah.
It destroyed him.
Yeah.
This guy, he talks. I guess he's the darling of the media. Maybe I ought to start blasting the media like him. Maybe they'll like me.
But you haven't made any we got just about a minute before the break, but I've never heard you make any political comments about immigration other than enforcing the law. I mean, you haven't gone out on a stump talking about immigration other than from a law enforcement standpoint.
Oh, no. I've been traveling the country. Weekends. In fact,
what do you say?
Well, it doesn't matter what the audience is. Normally, it's the Republicans who want me to talk to raise money for them from New Hampshire.
But I mean, what's your thing about immigration? What do you tell people? Other than enforcing the law, what do you tell them about it? About your viewpoint?
Well, politically, it is a political problem. It's a economic problem. It's a law enforcement problem. And I try to get the message across that if you really want to do something and stop it, it can be done. We're the greatest country in the world. And I have 14 years experience at the Mexican-U.S. border, which is very interesting. Why doesn't anybody ask for my opinion? Where are all the U.S. senators? Where's Washington? Where is everybody?
I don't know. I guess they're trying to build a fence. Well, we're going to take a quick break for some commercial messages. We're here talking with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Sheriff of Maricopa County, on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. If you want to call in after the break, 277-KFNX. This is Dennis Wolinchek on Legalese.
Log on now at 1100KFNX.com.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Arizona sports fans, this is Andy Dorf, host of Dorf on Sports, heard every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. on KFNX Radio for my good friends, azcasino.com. Get dialed in with the online leader since 1997, that's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Call 888-333-PLAY now and mention Dorf on Sports for a $25 free play, a 25% cash bonus, that's 888-333-PLAY, that's GoTo Entertainment's azcasino.com. Any wager, any sport, anytime, azcasino.com.
Right now at My Trade America, you can get a barter line of credit from $2,000 to $50,000 with no credit check. We'll help you boost your business big time to lower your cash costs and generate new sales. With services available like advertising, website design, signage and bookkeeping, and personal services like restaurant, auto repair and vacation rentals, get the barter line of credit you need today, $2,000 to $50,000 at My Trade America, mytradeamerica.com. Fees and restrictions apply.
OnQ Financial. Mortgages simplified. Getting a mortgage is a complicated process. We make it simple. Call Margo Rockus and Jeff Wild at 480-444-7123 for all your mortgage needs. OnQ Financial is a licensed Arizona mortgage banker, MB number 0906866. Margo Rockus, originator number 258961. Jeff Wild, originator number 257881. Equal housing lender, OnQ Financial. We make it simple. 480-444-7123.
Bear down and tune in. Arizona Wildcat Sports, only on KFNX.
I try to sleep, they're wide awake, they won't let me alone. They don't get
this is Dennis Wolinchek on Legalese, and we're here every Wednesday from 4 to 5. And we are talking this week with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and thrilled to be talking with him. He's always always puts a smile on my face every time I see him. And if you're listening to the show, Sheriff, talk to us now about this crazy stuff with this bus, and tell me what you want to tell me on it. But what is going on with this bus? Is somebody having a party on this bus or what? What is the problem with this?
Well, I need your advice. You're a legal guy.
Yeah.
Can I get a bottle of champagne or beer and whack it against the Christian the bus?
I guess so now.
Now that I have it.
Now that you have it.
It's been about a 2.5-year battle. Some procurement issues.
Yeah.
And I'm not. One thing you asked me, I don't go around criticizing other people. I don't like doing it. I take the heat,
right,
even though sometimes I'm not guilty.
Right.
But I don't like doing that. Let me just say it's been resolved, regardless of all the controversy. It is a great bus. Other people have it. It was spent by a special fund only I can do without authority.
Right.
That's a jail.
It's not coming out of the taxpayers.
Not coming
money.
Out, no. So, but they had a problem with the procurement code.
Okay.
Which I'm still to this day I will defend. And you know what's funny? You talk about delegation. I had nothing. I didn't even know it was bought.
But
I'm going to defend my supporters. They
the
made
press seems to have a field day with it. But what is it? What's it used for?
It's to transport prisoners.
Okay.
It's you can get over 1,000,000 miles. We have school buses converted to that break down all the time. Everybody, any big prisoner has this great bus.
So, before we take a phone call here, why was there such a flap over this if it's used for something useful? I don't understand. It's just political?
I would think so.
Okay.
If I went to the wrong toilet, I'd be sued, or they would go after me. So.
Well, you're going to go to a dry cleaner after this show and take care of that marijuana smell on you. I know that.
Yeah, before my wife smells it when
I
go home.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to take a phone call. We have Tony on the line who wants to ask you a question. And Tony, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell us what you want to ask the sheriff.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, for all of your dedicated service. Long before you became the Maricopa County Sheriff's, you're a career war veteran, and sir, each and every one of us need to salute you, for what you've done, way back then and what you've done now. And sir, I really want to ask you this. We have a federal government that gave you the authority, the 287G, to, be able to take care of this federal immigration problem. That was back in the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1996.
All right, what's your question,
then,
Tony?
Well, are we ever going to be able to take care of this as far as the immigration thing goes? Is if we have a Department of Homeland Security that wants to just take away what was given before.
Okay, let the sheriff answer.
Tony, under the former governor, I had 100 deputies trained by Washington for the streets and plus the others for the jail.
Yes, sir.
They didn't like the way I was coming into cities, locking up people, including illegal aliens. So they took away that certification, which doesn't mean anything. I'm doing the same thing. But we still have the program in the jail. Anybody that's booked into our jail, we decide if they're here illegally. If they are, we put them in there. We did 46,000. They can't get back on the streets. That's one reason crime has gone down. But, I don't need the 270 or the 287G. We've been enforcing two other laws, the state laws on human smuggling and the other law on employer sanction. We're the only agency enforcing that law. So you got two laws that any law enforcement agency can enforce, and yet we are the only ones doing it. So that's interesting, too. I'm not going to criticize other law enforcement agencies. That's their problem. I'm enforcing that law. We've locked up 50,000 people in the jails, on the streets. This little old agency of mine, which is 25% of the whole country on state and local. So we're still doing our job, regardless of the federal government. They sued me. They just dismissed that lawsuit. They sued me. The President of the United States, I have to thank him, because he mentioned me personally at the White House a month ago. So I like that. My polls went up. Well, he was concerned because a question came to him, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Mr. President, why aren't you completing the investigation against him, the alleged racial profile? Then he comes up to the President and talks about 1070. Well, that sheriff has been enforcing that law. We're concerned about the racial profile. So I want to thank the President. I want to thank the President for another thing. Now, I am investigating the President.
You know, we'll talk about
the birther thing. But I want to.
By the way, the people that were investigating you, the former U.S. attorney you was, left in shame and disgrace, didn't he?
Well, everybody's investigating me.
He forgot about something called Operation Fast and Furious that he was involved in.
You know what, Dennis? I don't even talk about it. This sheriff,
but that's embarrassing.
I know
that. That's scary stuff.
I know that, but I have my ethics, too. I've been a Fed for 32 years with the Justice Department. I know all the tricks of the trade. As the director of Mexico, South America, Turkey, I can go on and on. Okay? But I don't go around accusing anybody of anything until I see the facts on it. I wasn't with all these assurers that got together blasting Holder and the president and Napolitano. No, I wasn't there. I'm not going to stand next to them. They want to do their thing. I do my thing.
Well, let's talk about that. You made national news. I was actually out of the state, and I saw a cover of some National Enquirer or something like
that. The Globe. On the birther thing? Which deal? I guess.
Yeah,
so
the Obama thing.
Yeah, okay.
The birth certificate stuff. So where's that and what are you doing with that?
Well, first of all, I'll get the Globe either today or a week from today because they got another front page story on me.
What's that now?
On the same issue.
Same issue.
I'm going to tell you what happened. 200 people from the Tea Party, from Surprise, came to see me. They said, Sheriff, you're our last hope. They had petitions. Please, 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 look into this. Nobody will touch it. So what am I supposed to do? People come to me, whether it's corruption or anything else. Should I throw in the wastebasket? No. I'm going to look into it. But you know what? I knew I would be criticized. Why are you wasting taxpayers' money? I gave it to my posse. I have a cold case posse made up of lawyers, former cops, they're investigating it. Of course, that comes under me. Very interesting. I don't want to get too far into it, but I'll tell you one thing. They're doing a great job.
Well, maybe you can't talk about it all, but is there something there? Because the last I saw national news on it some time ago, you know, what was it? The president came out and with some kind of
birth certificate
and said it's conclusive and...
You know what? I'm not going to get into the birth certificate, but if we really did, a lot of problems. Let's forget the birth certificate. All I want.
Right. What do you want?
See, they didn't realize in 1961, I don't think they had microfiche.
Yeah.
Okay, we got two twins that were born. On the microfiche, we got the copy. The president was born the next day at the hospital, allegedly. All I want to do is see if he's on the microfiche the next day. That would clear him. And forget the birth certificate with the many variations.
Well, what would be on the microfiche other than I'm not following you. What's on the microfiche? Just a list of who was born?
It would show he's born in a hospital.
And wouldn't the birth certificate do the same thing?
If it's a real birth certificate.
Right.
If it's a real birth certificate.
So you're saying nobody's ever seen that it actually is a real birth certificate.
We're looking into the birth certificate to see if it's a real one or not. Now,
how long is that going to take?
Well, I want to get something out by February.
Are they being cooperative with you, the people in Hawaii?
Nobody's cooperative. Well, we got some sources, but we haven't gone there yet.
Okay.
But I think you'll see some missing reports here and there by coincidence.
Okay. You think by when we'll have some?
I want to get something out by February. Okay. I mean, I got tons of volumes. You'd be shocked. People keep writing.
Yeah. Every presidential candidate seems to find their way, at least Republican candidate, to your office somehow. You haven't endorsed anybody officially, right?
I give you the scoop on this radio station.
Okay, we'll get the scoop here. Did you hear that, guys? Okay.
Let me just say, I'm not going to say who, but by next week, you'll know.
We'll know next week?
Yeah.
All right. So you made your choice.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter was first runner-up in the Miss Arizona pageant this weekend, so she had to wait for 10 judges, and it was excruciating. So you're doing the same thing to me now, right?
I will narrow it down.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll narrow it down to Kane, who came to see me recently in my office.
Well, I know you wouldn't endorse anybody that didn't come to see you, right? Is that fair?
No, that's not true.
That's not true. Okay.
Let's put it out that if they didn't come to see me or call me.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's hard logistically to come to my office. So those that have called me and those that have come to see me are Michelle Bachman, nice lady.
Yes.
Kane, nice guy.
Yes.
Perry's called me two or three times, and Romney's called me once.
Okay, so we're narrowing it down.
To four.
Now, will you...
See, these lawyers, he thinks I'm on a witness stand. Yeah. I don't know, are you the prosecutor or defense right now?
No, I've seen you on the witness stand.
Huh?
No, I what's your mind now? I guess I'm cross-examining you, so I'm on the other side. But let's talk about that just another minute. Because we have to take a break in about a minute, actually. But from a review of the candidates, do you actually grill them? Do you ask them hard questions or what?
No, they come to see me.
they
want my endorsement. Come on, you think they come for some pizza?
All right, we'll talk about pizza, and I want to talk about EJ Montini with pizza soon. But we got to take a break right now. We'll be back with Sheriff Joe Arpaio on Legalese. This is Dennis Wolinchek.
CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Our top story, two major storms, one in the northeast and one in the northwest, are wreaking havoc for holiday travelers with airport delays reaching over an hour on both coasts. But Army soldier Jason Tinker says it's all worth it. He tells CNN the first thing he plans on doing when he gets home.
Kiss my wife. I've been married to her for 20 years and I love her to death.
The AAA estimates more than 42 million people will travel more than 50 miles this holiday. Stocks taking a big tumble on Wall Street today, with the Dow falling 236 points. CNN's Allison Kosick explains why.
The stock market sell-off continued on Wednesday as investors grew more pessimistic about the global economy.
The Nasdaq and S&P also lost more than 2% on the day. And those three American college students arrested in Egypt accused of causing Molotov cocktails will be held for at least four more days, according to authorities. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio, Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies make arrests of illegal aliens on smuggling charges.
A total of 11 illegal aliens involved in smuggling drugs were arrested by my office. They're booked into our jail. As you can see, the marijuana, this is just part of it.
Coconino County Sheriff's deputies arrest a Parks man for using a samurai sword on a relative.
The victim, who remains at the Flagstaff Medical Center, is listed in stable condition. Detectives are continuing the investigation in an attempt to determine the circumstances that led up to the attack and the motive.
Phoenix police investigate the shooting death of a man gunned down as he opened up a door.
An unknown suspect or suspects who were obviously at the front door fired rounds through the security door, striking this victim.
Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies looking for a man who tried to abduct a child.
He walked in front of the laundromat. There was a group of kids out there. He grabbed a two-year-old female and started to physically walk away with her.
It's a white male with long hair. George Tanner, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, once again a service of Carefree Moving. Look for a collision southbound Loop 101 at Indian Bend. Also, we do have a fender bender southbound Loop 101. That is at University Drive. Look for an accident westbound US 60 at Mill Avenue. And we do have a collision northbound I-17 at Grand. You haven't called Carefree Moving yet, have you? No. Well, they're fast and professional, providing quality and service for Arizona and the Southwest. Give Bill & Company a call at 602-413-9287 or go to www.carefreemoving.net.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. It's been a warm afternoon for us. We will cool off the next couple of days. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving, we see increasing clouds during the afternoon and evening. Some scattered light showers tomorrow night into early Friday. Clearing out Friday afternoon, 71. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News Time is 4:33. Currently at our studios here in Midtown, we are at 80 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Partners have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Partners focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Partners today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Every day's a holiday in Healthy Habit Health Food Store, 6029 North 7th Street. Tune in to Healthy House Call discussing the latest breakthroughs of integrative medicine. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. and call with your questions, 602-266-1000. Discover world-class physicians, medical researchers, Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and testimonials from our patients and consumers of natural products. Call 602-266-1000.
Afraid of high car repair bills? Would a $4,500 engine replacement hurt your savings?
Just a little?
Cover America Auto wants to give you a free quote on peace of mind protection. If your car breaks down, we'll pay the repair shop on covered repairs directly. No waiting for reimbursement. No hassle. If you're driving without coverage or if your warranty is about to expire, call us. You can trust you will be protected. Our claims department has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau with 50 years of dependability.
I just brought my car in, had the transmission replaced, and they paid the bill.
Plus, our direct-to-the-public rates can save you thousands off of what dealers may charge. Call for your free, no-obligation quote now at 800-681-1793, 800-681-1793. 24-hour roadside assistance and rental car is included on most plans. Don't wait. Call for your free quote now, 800-681-1793, 800-681-1793.
Stay connected to all things KFNX. Log on now at 1100kfnx.com.
You have the right to remain silent. That's what I want. If you give up the right to remain silent, freedom. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Freedom. You have the right to speak with an attorney.
Give me my lawyer! Freedom.
And to have the attorney present during questioning. If you so desire and cannot afford one, an attorney will be appointed for you without charge before questioning. Now, do you understand each of these rights I've explained to you?
Give me my lawyer!
This is Dennis Willinchek back on Legalese with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And our number here is 277-KFNX. That's 277-5369. And my son Jack Willinchek and I are here with the sheriff. Pleased to have him on again. Sheriff, anytime you want to come on, you have an open invitation. We love you here. And I know the voters love you. And notwithstanding what we read in the papers by people like Montini and so forth, you still have the solid backbone support of the people, and that's what all that counts as far as I'm concerned.
You're right. All these activists want to get rid of me.
Yeah, I read all that.
What is the name? They're Andy
Perotz or Pizzotz.
That we arrested.
Yeah.
All these people think they're going to get. Now they formed the Citizens Posse.
Citizens Posse.
Yeah, can you believe that? And the media goes along with it.
Yeah, well. I can believe it, but that's the state of our country today, of course. But let's talk about that. Montini, you have like a love-hate relationship with this guy. What's the story there?
Well, he's a good writer. Every time he blasts me, I buy a pizza out of my money, not taxpayers.
Right.
So all these critics can't say I'm misspending money.
Does he eat it?
Well, I put anchovies on so it stinks up the whole newsroom. And I'm sure he eats it. It's good pizza. It's not Godfather's pizza.
Put on a lot of that oregano.
Yeah, so I do that. But he's a good writer. I have nothing against Mr.
Montini. Yeah, I mean,
Montini.
It seems like sort of a love-hate relationship in some ways. He likes to tweak you, I think.
That's okay.
Yeah. Probably the more press, the better, probably. You know, let's talk about that recall thing. What's going on with that? What's your understanding of what's going on with that?
Well, they're threatening recall the governor. He did Russell Pierce and now me. It's very interesting. Why is it they want to get the three people that have been fighting immigration? They say it's not illegal immigration. Well, why is it Pierce, the governor, and me? Yeah. We've been the active people, so you know it's illegal immigration.
Yeah.
And you have some legislators at the...
Well, of course it is. That's just stupid.
Yeah, you got legislators. By the way, I thought this was not political, but I'm kind of naive.
Yeah.
Why is it everybody going after me, the Judiciary Committee chairman from Detroit, the Attorney General, Gordon, this guy, a former mayor to be.
Yeah, he's now working for a lobbying company or whatever.
Wilcox. Why are they all Democrats? So I happen to think maybe this has to do with politics, why they are going after me. So all these critics out there, they read the papers and they think it's gospel.
Well, I kind of find it interesting that, as an example you mentioned, the mayor now, I guess, has a job of some billionaire that does business with the city.
Chinese
billionaire. And, that's got contractual negotiations going on with the city, but I guess he doesn't see that as any kind of conflict. But then they're always criticizing you. So I guess, when it's good for them, it's good. And when it's bad, they criticize you.
Not criticize. They go to Washington. This guy Gordon has been there two, three years ago to get me investigated for alleged racial profile.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I can go on and on. So,
what is the relationship with you in the White House? Is there any?
Well, I don't think there is. Even though I was a top federal guy, you'd think they'd ask for my advice. But I don't really criticize. I thank the president again. I did it nationally for bringing out the 300,000 aliens that they said they won't deport. I don't like that, but I love it when he came out front because you know what? He brought this issue back out. Everybody wanted to hide it, these politicians. You notice every debate they're talking about illegal immigration? They're not happy talking about it.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk about it. What did McCain and the president do when they ran? They didn't even talk about illegal immigration, even though it was one of the top problems.
Yeah.
So I thank the president for bringing this illegal immigration back to the forefront.
What else do you thank him about? Anything? Anything else he's done that's good?
Well, I get mad because when the police officer from Cambridge, Mass., my home state, arrested the black professor, he stuck his nose in it. It took a lot of heat, so he invited them both to the White House.
The one with the beer.
They had a nice glass of beer with Joe Biden. And why doesn't he invite me to the White House? They're accusing me of racial profile.
Well, he's never sought your opinion about anything, has he?
No, but you know what? Why doesn't he invite me? I don't want beer. I'll drink the wine. He's a basketball nut. I was born and raised next to the Springfield College in Massachusetts where it was invented. I'd go there. We'd play some eggs and see who wins, and let's play it like that. I did meet the president last year.
You play basketball against the president?
And I'd beat him.
You think so?
Of course. And he's from Chicago. I'm from Springfield,
Mass. Yeah, there you go.
And the thing is... the situation, I met with him last year, and the only thing I said, how come you called Joe Biden Sheriff Joe? I'm the only Sheriff Joe around here.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He gave me a funny look. Probably forgot what he read on a teleprompter, but I heard him twice say his Sheriff Joe. I'm the Sheriff Joe. By the way, you say in the United States, I've been on 4,500 foreign television. So anywhere you go in the country when you travel, Dennis or your son, say, hey, I'm from Arizona, I guarantee you.
You're right.
You know Sheriff Joe. So I got everybody after me around here, these local people that – and by the way, I raised $6 million. What sheriff ever raises $6 million?
That's incredible.
Million? Huh?
It's
so I must have some support somewhere.
Well, of course.
You wouldn't give me money, which I would never accept, but you wouldn't give me money unless you supported me, right?
You are the greatest that way. It's amazing. I think you raise more money than the president himself. But speaking of which, so you're definitely running again, right?
No.
Not officially.
Wait a minute. I still left that door open just a little for Kyle's seat.
Oh, okay.
I've been saying it.
I got
the money and all that. But if you and I were in Vegas, I don't gamble, but you probably bet that I'm running again for sheriff.
I would think so.
You think I'm going to retire? You think I'm going to succumb to
I don't know what you do if you retire. That's the problem.
Well, I've been married 55 years. Maybe it's because I never see my wife. I'm always working. I'm a fighter. You think I'm going to give in to these people?
I think your wife has said that she doesn't know what you'd do if you're ever retired. You'd probably go nuts doing something.
But Ava supports me my 50 years of law enforcement.
No, that's what I'm saying, because what would you do if you weren't
What am I going to do? Look at the – I don't have a pool.
Right.
What do I do?
I don't know.
Go
that's
on your
I'm
show?
Saying.
You won't even
You enjoy
know.
It.
No, wait a minute. Once I leave, nobody's going to know how to spell my name. You know how it works.
What do you mean by that?
Because
you mean
once
when you leave
you're gone,
office.
You're a has-been.
Of course.
You know that.
Sure.
I know the game.
Sure.
But as long as I'm here,
right.
I'm going to take advantage of my my sworn duties and keep locking people
But, I mean, you
up.
Love your job.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been around. I don't put a red light and siren and carry a gun and all that garbage. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I love about this job?
What?
Because I'm elected. I can make a decision, bang. I'm not a bureaucrat like I was for 32 years.
Yeah.
So that's what I like about this job.
But I think what everybody likes about you, before we take our break, our next break here, I think everybody likes the fact that you do take stands and you stick with them and you don't back down. And I've always said that is the most honorable thing about you, that you just you say what you believe and you stick with it. And most politicians don't. And I think that's what the voters, in my opinion, see about you, and I always have. So. That's my opinion.
Why do you think they don't like facing illegal immigration? They worry about the Hispanic vote, number one. Number two, employers. They don't like to make the employers angry when we go in there, lock up all their cheap labor. You know that.
Sure, but you call it as you see it.
Well, I got to do that. It's a law, and I do it. They don't like it. If they want to hire somebody else and vote me out of office, so be it. But I'm not going to prostitute myself and just bend to politicians.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, just a few seconds. So you don't think you're going to become a, quote, politician?
I am a politician in a sense. I may be the best politician in the world. You know why?
Why?
Because everybody thinks I'm not a politician.
That's a great way to take our break. On that note, we're going to take a brief break and come back with Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Our number here, 277-KFNX, if you want to talk to the sheriff and have any questions. Dennis Wolinchek here on Legalese.
Straight talk.
The law is the law. Deport them all. Let me set the record straight on how much you depend on immigrants. Listen in on the immigration topic every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Straight talk with Carlos Galindo.
Since 1991, the law offices of Wilinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Wilinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Wilinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to keep harmful secondhand smoke out of our public spaces and workplaces. And fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. We're fighting for a day when kids no longer battle airborne poisons in their own homes or the fear of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. Join us in the fight. Visit fightingforair.org and read about just a few of the many ways the American Lung Association is fighting to protect the air we breathe, both indoors and out. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Your home for the Michael Savage Show. Monday through Friday starting at 5. Only on 1100 KFNX. And streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
What'll do a party in the county jail?
This is Dennis Wolinchek on Legalese, and we are here with Sheriff Joe Arpaio, a longtime sheriff of Maricopa County. And if you have any questions, you can call in at 277-KFNX. We'll be talking with the sheriff in the next few minutes before the Michael Savage Show. And Sheriff, you've been through so many wars, so many different battles. Are you done with them all pretty much now? Or
done with them?
Well, I mean, the last couple of years has been a nightmare, hasn't it? I mean, with all the political battles you've been involved in. Is that all over now?
Listen, I've been at war the day I took office, putting people in hot tents, chain gangs. I can go on and on. This is nothing new.
Controversy is not new to you.
No, I still got my hair. You see it? This isn't TV.
Yeah.
I'm a senior citizen. I work 14 hours a day. They want to come after me, keep coming after me. But you know what my secret?
You might make more money collecting Social Security, I think.
Yeah, I don't get that much salary. You'd be shocked.
I know,
salary.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't do it for the money.
Right.
I don't want to be the governor, which I could have been many times.
Yeah.
I just want to be the sheriff, and when I'm done,
Well, let's talk about that. The governor's race is coming up. That's not something of interest to you?
You know, I've done this four times. The media gets mad now.
Yeah.
Because I know they don't like my big press conference, and then I say go back home. Yeah. That's two, 3 years from now.
Yeah, about 2 years, yeah.
You know what? Never know. I guess in politics, you never know. I'll probably be the oldest governor in Arizona.
Yeah. But you definitely have collected a lot of money. So what happens to that money, by the way? Does that go to you? Who does that go to?
No, that's my campaign money.
Yeah. What happens if you don't spend it?
If I die tomorrow, where the money goes?
Yeah,
I can donate it. Maybe I'll donate it to you.
Yeah, right. Then I'll definitely end the show tomorrow. You collected a lot of money. You know, you have had so many different things thrown at you. It's just amazing to me how you've survived it all and survived an attack. It seems like everybody's taken a shot at you, and it's pretty much bounced off. There's been claims with overtime issues, procurement issues, and yet somehow you have not, as you say, tried to badmouth anybody or put anybody down. You just weathered the storm and seen yourself through it. And as I say, I believe you have a tremendous amount of support out there. One of the things I wanted to ask you, though, while it's on my mind, is what happens to these illegal aliens when they're picked up on the street? And where do they go?
Dennis, we lock them up and put them in jail. We don't turn them over to ICE if there's any other crime, if it's traffic and that type of thing.
You don't turn them over?
No, I put them in jail.
Right.
All these people that we just arrested yesterday, they're all illegals involved in the drugs. They go to jail.
If you turn them over to ICE...
They deport them. They normally will deport them.
But what does that mean? They take them on a bus to the border. They open the door and they say you're free. Is that what they do?
Yeah, they got airplanes now, first class. Deep into the heart of Mexico, is hoping they don't come back.
Okay, so they dump them off somewhere in the heart of Mexico, mm-hmm. and they basically we probably see all of them back again at some point.
Yeah, well, we got one guy in a smuggling operation 2 weeks ago. He just deported him. We arrested him, and he's deported, and he's back again. We arrested him again, so that's not unusual.
What do you think in the future? Are you going to continue these raids and so forth? What do they call them? These
crime suppression,
crime sweeps.
Yeah, they call them sweeps. We don't sweep people off the streets like that.
So you don't like that term?
No, we arrest criminals. It's a crime suppression. We're out there as a deterrent.
And every time they criticize you for that, you just
do it again. Yeah. So all these guys and my opponent. Open border opponent, let them keep blaspheming. Hey, you know what? I have the demonstrators right now. They're increasing. For 3.5 years in front of the Wells Fargo building, 3.5 years, they're there with vicious signs on me.
Yeah, of course, we all see
and
that.
It's been, they work from 12 to 1. Now they're working over, so I'm sure they're getting paid overtime.
But I heard you like those guys.
I love them. I should send them a check. Where else can you get all this publicity?
Free publicity.
I wish I could send them a check every week, right?
I heard you take pizzas down to them.
No, I wouldn't. No, because then they would say I poison them.
That's funny.
Then I need a lawyer.
Yeah, then you need then you get sued for that. But basically, what do you see over the next couple of years as your main focus, if you will, of your job?
Business as usual.
So nothing's going to change?
Nothing. The baloney and the tents and the chain gangs.
What about people who say that the sheriff is kind of full of himself, he needs to get a little more humble or something like that?
Really?
I've heard that.
Humble? Let me say this. I have a book out, America's Toughest Sheriffs, 1996. My latest was Joe's Law, by the way.
No, here's the thing. People say, I've heard this, people say the sheriff's kind of bitter, he sounds kind of angry.
Yeah.
Is that because of all the stuff you've gone through recently?
No.
Because I've known you to be a funny guy and great sense of humor.
Of course.
That doesn't come out a lot through the press.
Well, you know what? I didn't give my name America's Toughest Sheriff. The AP always says self-proclaimed. Yeah. The media gave me that. Do you want me to be called the nicest sheriff in America?
Well, no, huh? I agree. It's probably a good thing for you. But, I mean, I'm just saying that the media, particularly in Arizona here, makes you sound angrier. They take clips of you where you're angry at some reporter or something, and they like to portray.
Never angry at the reporter. I'm out there. I'm Italian, right?
Yeah.
And I get excited sometimes. I'm dedicated to doing the job.
Well, you have passion for your
job.
So
what am I supposed to be, a nice guy, a social worker, and I love everybody? I love everybody.
Well, I've seen a couple of sheriffs in other counties that are like that, to be honest with you, that are kind of like that. So that does exist.
Extreme?
No.
Nice guy.
Nice guys that try to be.
Yeah. Well, I'm the sheriff.
Yeah.
And that's the way. But I average a speech a day, two speeches a day. I've been doing for 19 years.
It's amazing.
And everybody in the country.
And those that don't know you, you're constantly out there. You're talking to people.
Then they know me. You know what?
Everybody.
Yeah. That's the secret. They judge me in person, not what you see on television.
Yeah, I think that is the secret of your success, don't you?
Yes. It's the secret, the minority?
Silent majority.
Silent majority. Silent majority. Yeah. Thanks,
Jack. Thank you, counselor.
Yeah.
You're going to be a great lawyer.
Yeah, he's
going to
be a great lawyer.
Huh?
He's prompting you. I should object.
Yeah.
But that's right. It is the silent majority because what I've seen is the media loves to portray you in a certain light that's unflattering most of the time if they can, right? But nevertheless, you continue to get reelected because I see you out there. You talk to people. Mm-hmm. You're at functions. You don't shy away from that. You look forward to those events, right? Whereas most people would hate doing that stuff. You do it all day.
No, politicians wait to the year they're running.
Yeah, that's good.
I do it the day after I'm elected. Yeah. There's a big difference.
But, I mean, you're out there. You're talking.
The day after I'm elected, I do it. Yeah. I don't wait till this time of year now where everybody's running.
Yeah.
I've been doing it.
Let me ask you this. Are you sorry that you got involved in some of these, high-profile corruption-type cases?
Yeah, in a way I am. I'm not going to backtrack, but I never did like doing fraud cases.
Well, you tried to do the right thing, I guess. But
yeah, they come to your attention and you do it.
It's never going to be a popular thing to do, and it's always difficult.
Well, elected officials, they do something wrong, they should pay for it, too.
Right.
They're not immune. But these cases are very complex.
While we're on that, what is the federal government doing for the last 4 years or whatever with you? I mean, it's kind of wild. I mean, they have, like, in the paper, like, a tracking date of all the time that they've taken. One would have to assume that at some point, if they had anything, they'd be doing something about it. So it's kind of a joke at this point.
Well, you're a lawyer. A lot of it's hype. A lot of it's the newspapers. They have a ball. The sheriff's going to be indicted.
Yeah.
I can go on and on.
Right.
I just been around a long time. I still have some confidence, believe it or not, in the Justice Department.
Right.
Even though they may not like me, but I still, you got professional people.
Do you ever get upset when you read some of the comments, the blogs, that kind of stuff? You look at that stuff?
Dennis, I don't have a computer. All I got is a little cheap telephone, Smith Corona typewriter I have. So I don't know how to, I have the real Sheriff Joe. I got a Twitter. I tell my guys what to do. I don't know how to do it. I have a Facebook. I got almost 200,000 followers,
I think maybe the secret of your success, too. Maybe you just don't look at this stuff, and it's probably the best thing you can do.
Yeah. It goes in because I know where the source is.
Here's the thing. What's right and what's wrong, I think.
Yeah.
And you stick with that. Mm-hmm. And you don't let these people, blogs and all this stuff, get to you.
Nope.
And, what I've noticed on that stuff is always the same people.
Same people.
Yeah, I noticed this. Yeah. I made a little study of it. It's the
same
folks.
Little
group of people who make it look like there's a lot of people because they keep perpetuating the same blogs over and over.
And you know how stupid they are? Can I say stupid on this phone?
Oh, I think so.
You know how stupid they are? They don't realize every time they blast me, my polls go higher.
Why is that?
That's how stupid they are, you see. Why don't you just leave me alone? In fact, if everybody starts saying, including them, we love you, Sheriff, thank you for your dedicated service, we're going to miss you, maybe it's time for you to retire. You know what? Keep blasting me because you're going to have me for another 8 years. That's what I say to these people.
But why is that, do you think?
Because they don't know what else to do in their life.
No, but why do your numbers always go up when they attack you?
I'll tell you the secret, and I have to thank the public for this. I think I've reached a stage after 19 years that they have confidence in me, and they're saying, don't mess with our sheriff. He is our sheriff, okay? It took me a long time to build that up. He is our sheriff. Quit messing with him. I'm their sheriff. I report to
the people.
Well,
one thing we got to say here before we're done, we have a few minutes, but one thing I got to say is thank you for being on. We wanted to have you on again. I love having you on. And I want to say this. Out of all of the politicians, if you want to call yourself a politician or not, out of everybody, the one guy that I think the public can trust that's not ever going to take a bribe, ever take money, ever even consider doing something for any reason other than what's right or wrong is you. And that's I say that honestly to you. I don't think anybody can feel that way about any other politician.
You know what?
Maybe one or two.
You know what? They've been after me 19 years, the worldwide media. You can't believe how many interviews and everybody else. And there's no skeletons. You think if there was something, they wouldn't find
it?
Come on. I'm a high-profile guy.
Let me ask you before we go, what about the Russell Pierce thing? Tell me what your take is on
it. It was sad to recall. I hope he runs again.
Did you see that coming, that he would lose?
Well, I supported him, and Brewer did, and a few others. I didn't want to say it at the time.
But you think he'll be back?
I hope he does.
All right. Well, we hope you'll be back, okay?
Thank you.
And we really appreciate it. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, our long-term, long-standing sheriff, a great American and somebody who cares about our country, and we're just proud to have you on. And thank you for being
here.
Thank
you, sir.
Okay. We'll be back next week, Wednesday from 4 to 5. Dennis Wilenchek and Jack Wilenchek on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. Thank you, Chet.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-758-5360. That's 1-800-758-5360.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Lou Dobbs, weekdays at 1 p.m. on KFNX. KFNX News Talk.